Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Protesters getting arrested and hauled off at University of Texas Austin and a host of other places. They think they're in charge. They think they don't have to listen. And they've now taken over halls in at Columbia and other places. They're engaged in graffiti. They're engaged in vandalism. And they think that they are decent. They take over entire buildings and then claim that America is a colonialist. Right? The Americans, white people and colonial settlers, yet they take over whole buildings and they don't see the irony. And then the rest of us sip our bourbon and go, except it's coming to us. And that's why we need campuses to stand up strong and clear these people out. And as I have stated, fire the professors. This is a conversation about force. I will get into that at 7:45. Do not miss it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. The FCC is fining wireless carriers. This is not a little bit of money. Now, maybe for these carriers it is. The FCC is going to fine Verizon $46.9 million, and AT&T was fined $57.3 million, while T-Mobile got a fine of $80.1 million, and Sprint got fined $12.2 million. And you're like, whoa, Sprint? And they merged with T-Mobile in 2020. But, you know, what they did, I guess, before that was just bad. This is about sharing customer location data without consent. The total fines are approximately $200 million. I would applaud it, except it's not enough. $200 billion. Sharing data of your user without their consent is a fine of $200 billion. You, as a business owner utilizing the data, it's your data. It's part of the deal, one could argue. Selling that data, sharing that data. Nope. Nope. $200 billion. $200 million is nowhere near enough. That said, I'm being offered a deal to switch to AT&T from Verizon for wireless service. So if you have an opinion, let me know on X. Hey, I didn't say you still didn't need the service. You still need the service. So I might take the deal. It is much less expensive. I just don't know if they cover well. So I'm asking you. Then there's a whole thing about doing helium. We'll see. Helium is crypto, but it's not. This is a weird one to explain. And full disclosure, I own helium, not the company, but I own. It's not stock. It's crypto. I own crypto in helium, but neither here nor there. That's a whole nother way to go. Whole nother way to go. But if you know about AT&T and is the service good or not, if you would let me know, that would be fantastic. The popcorn moment. Let's do the thing. It's the story you need to hear to believe, and then grab your popcorn because there is more. Oh, Nancy Pelosi is on fire! You understand that Nancy Pelosi comes from the Harry Reid school. The Democrat Party is always informing you that they have zero Fs to give. They don't care. They care about winning. And they will win at any cost, and they will break any rule. It doesn't matter. And they're unapologetic about it. They're unapologetic about it to the moment of just coming at you with venom. Let me give you the 1-2 punch. Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House, on MSNBC discussing abortion. And that You have to codify it. You have to put it into law and get rid of the filibuster to do it.
Very clearly, we can enshrine into the law Roe v. Wade. And that makes a big difference.
That would take two-thirds in the Senate. You think the Democrats can get two-thirds in the Senate?
No, it doesn't get two-thirds. No, it doesn't. I mean, 60 votes is the Senate now. But if we win 50 plus one in the Senate, 50 plus the vice president, we can overturn the 60-vote rule.
The filibuster.
The filibuster and pass it with a 51-vote margin. And that's what we need to do.
No rules matter. They want what they want. They're going after what they're going after. They demand success. There's something to learn from that. You should learn from that. They're not playing the same game you're playing. They think you should follow the rules while they do anything they want. It is very clear that we should learn from this. In order to explain that, let me go back to Nancy Pelosi. And you say to me, Tony, once isn't enough? Oh, no. Check out this conversation. Again, she's on MSNBC. She's talking to Katie Turr. And Nancy Pelosi is discussing Trump and job losses. Katie Turr engages a rational response. And Nancy Pelosi loses her mind.
I mean, really, I have sympathy and respect for everybody who votes. I'm just glad people vote. I know some of them will always reject those of us who might look different to them in leadership or the rest, and that's that. But there are those who have real legitimate concerns about immigration, globalization, innovation, and what does that mean for their job and their family's future? And we have to address those concerns. And Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And he has the worst.
I don't think that anybody can accuse me of that.
Let me just say, as a Speaker of the House, we put forth a $3 trillion bill, $3 trillion of investment in communities and the rest, and that stimulates the economy.
I just want to ask one more question.
No, it doesn't stimulate the economy. Keynesian economics doesn't work. But look how angry. You should see her eyes. I'll have the video up at TonyKatz.com. How dare you question me? I just told you it's the worst job losses. You're just an apologist, really. How dare you go against the narrative? How dare you bring facts into this? Do you see how that works? She's very good at this. Just nonstop. It doesn't matter what is truth. It doesn't matter what is rational conversation. What matters is narrative and victory. Truth and decency be damned. As a matter of fact, light it on fire and watch it burn. You got to learn how to do that. Which goes back to the conversation of what we're seeing on college campuses and the need for force. It's us or them, and I will explain what that means at 7:45.